Mark chapter 6. And he went out from there and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From where does this man get these things? And what wisdom is this that has been given to him, that such mighty works are done by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, and Joses, and of Judah, and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he was amazed at their unbelief, and went around the villages teaching. And he called to himself the 12, and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, and commanded them to take nothing for their journey, except only a staff, no paper money, no bread, no money in their purse, but have sandals on their feet, and not put on two coats. And he said to them, "In whatever place you enter into a house, stay at the same house until you depart from that place. And whoever won't receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard about him, for his name was spread around. And he said, "John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works are being done by him." Others said that it is Elijah. Others said that it is a prophet, or like one of the prophets. But when Herod heard about him, he said, "It's John whom I beheaded. He has risen from the dead." For Herod himself had sent out and taken hold on John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have killed him, but she couldn't, for Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day had come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper for his lords, high captains, and main men of Galilee. And when the daughter of the same Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and those who sat with him, the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you want, and I will give it to you." And he promised her, "Whatever you ask me for, I will give it to you up to half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she came in immediately with haste to the king and said, "I want you to give me soon in a container the head of John the Baptist." And the king was very sorry, yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes who sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head in a container and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard about it, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together to Jesus and told him everything that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come apart into a desert place and rest a while," for there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran on foot there out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw many people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, so they can go into the country around here and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said to them, You give them food. And they said to him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give it to them? He said to them, How many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them to make all sit down by groups on the grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them all. And they all ate and were full. And they took up 12 baskets full of the pieces and of the fish. And those who ate of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And immediately he sent his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before to Bethsaida while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he went into a mountain to pray. And when evening had come, the ship was in the middle of the sea and he alone on the land. And he saw them working hard at rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. And about the 4th watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a spirit, and shouted out, for they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said to them, Be of good cheer, it is I, don't be afraid. And he went up to them into the ship, and the wind stopped, and they were quite amazed in themselves without limit, and wondered, for they didn't consider the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and came near the shore. And when they had come out of the ship, immediately they knew him, and ran through that whole region round about there, and began to carry around in beds those who were sick, where they heard he was. And wherever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and asked him if they could touch even the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were healed.